Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It's a chilly start out there. Our temperatures are in the low to mid-30s. We do have a mild afternoon in our forecast for your Valentine's Day. I'll show you when you can shed the jackets.
Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash drivers are going on strike today. They're demanding higher pay. Just ahead, how this could impact travelers as they're coming into RDU.
And breaking news, overnight troopers make an arrest after a crash ends in a chase, I should say, ends in a crash near Triangle Town Center. Two other people who were also in that car are still on the run this morning.
Florists are gearing up for what will be one of their busiest days of the year. The work they're doing to make sure your Valentine's Day delivery arrives safe and sound. Good morning, everyone. It is 6 o'clock and we are here to deliver news and information every day. And we wish you a happy Valentine's Day. Thanks for joining us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. We're bringing the love today, you know, right to the people. And the sunshine is what Elizabeth Gardner has presented for us. It's just beautiful. We waited a couple days for this. It'll be well worth it today.
I brought a nice forecast for Valentine's Day. Temperatures will be a little above normal. We're going to see sunshine. It won't be windy like it was yesterday. And I love these little touches that are all around the community. Light tunnel that's here in downtown Franklinton is lit in pink today, and we have a little treat for you too. Right now it's 35 degrees, so it's a chilly start, but we do have light winds, and our tower is lit from top to bottom in pink today. If you happen to drive down Western Boulevard in the morning or in the evening, you'll see it all lit up just like we would at Christmas. We're doing it for Valentine's Day too. It's 32 in Fayetteville, 32 in Clinton and Southern Pines. Interestingly, our colder temperatures are in our southern counties this morning. We won't see widespread frost, but there certainly could be some patchy frost out there for you this morning. Our temperatures are much colder than yesterday. 11 degrees colder in Roxboro, 24 degrees colder in Clinton. So a jacket, a coat will feel nice this morning. But this afternoon, we'll see temperatures climbing up to around 60. Tomorrow, we warm up, but it'll become a little bit more windy. I'll show you a little pattern change coming up. Brian?
601, let's take a look at traffic. We're still watching a minor crash up on the north side of Raleigh on southbound Capitol Boulevard right around Old Wake Forest Road. That is just south of the 540 interchange. Sensors look clear through that area, but you could see some police activity there on the side of the road. I imagine just because of where that is, it'll get moved into a parking lot pretty quickly. All your other major approaches into Raleigh are looking fine as we get started here in the 6 o'clock hour, and in Durham, we're looking good as well on our major routes.
Brian, thank you. New this morning, a juvenile is in custody after a chase that ended in a crash in Raleigh. Police are still looking for two other people. This is video from the WRAL breaking news tracker last night around 10:30. Troopers say they started pursuing a stolen car. The driver eventually crashed on Sumner Boulevard near Triangle Town Boulevard. Three people jumped out of the car and ran. Officers found one of them, a juvenile, in some woods near Triangle Town Center. Officials say gun magazines were found in the car.
With breaking news out of Cumberland County, a crash between a pickup truck and an ambulance. It happened just before 11 in the Grays Creek community. The WRAL breaking news tracker was on the scene as crews worked to clean up after the crash. You can see both vehicles badly damaged there. We are working to find out if anyone was hurt out of this.
You could face some issues today if you're planning to hail a rideshare to go out to dinner or if you're ordering food for delivery. Thousands of drivers for Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash are going on strike. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey is live at RDU this morning. And Kelsey, some drivers say they won't be picking up passengers there today.
Renee, exactly. So this could really impact folks who are planning a Valentine's Day date night and they want to take an Uber or a Lyft. But this morning, it could impact the folks that are traveling at RDU. So you could see that there's not anyone over there in the prearranged services area right now. As people are coming into RDU looking for that Uber or Lyft, there may not be anyone available to pick them up. Uber drivers gathered at RDU yesterday preparing for today's strike. This group will join thousands of other drivers who work for Lyft and DoorDash. They're all demanding better pay.
You pick up someone that's outside the airport. From Durham, you take him for 92 miles for $46.25.
And you have to come back.
That's a joke.
In a statement to WRAL, Uber appears to downplay the impact of the strike. They say the vast majority of drivers are satisfied, and U.S. drivers make $33 per utilized hour. And Lyft says it's working to improve the driver experience. They say drivers earn at least a 70% rate of weekly rider fares after external fees. We also reached out to DoorDash. They did not respond to our request for comment. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live at RDU.
So the Super Bowl just happened, but today is Super Bowl for florists. They are up early getting those bouquets ready for people to help celebrate Valentine's Day. WRAL's Laura Levine is outside Fallon's Flowers in Raleigh this morning. Laura, I know the door's open. You made your way inside. We've been watching those workers buzzing around. It's on now.
Hey, it is on. Good morning, Jeff. Yes, the first customer arriving here at the store. But you know what? With that high demand, Fallon's Flowers, they have over 100 years of experience with Valentine's Day, okay? Family-owned and operated business we're talking about. But take a look at all of the beautiful roses. They had to order about 75,000 to prepare for the big day. With the phones ringing off the hooks yesterday, they had a lot of people wanting to get those last-minute orders in. And many shoppers have plans to use the holiday and their wallets to show how much their loved ones mean to them. The National Retail Federation estimates Americans will spend about $25.8 billion on the holiday this year, just a tick down from $25.9 billion last year. Valentine's Day spending peaked at $27.4 billion back in 2020. The Federation also found 53% of consumers intended to take part in Valentine's Day festivities. Of those celebrating the holiday, 86% said they will use their money on gifts for significant others or spouses. A smaller percentage of consumers will open up their wallets for people other than their significant other, like family members, at just 56%. So here at Fallon's Flowers, you know, besides the people who will be coming into the store to shop or pick up those orders, they also have deliveries going out today, not only their own personal delivery drivers, but they have a DoorDash working with them, as well as a contractor called Roadie. And let me tell you, they're already preparing to load up those trucks and begin those deliveries. Laura Levine, WRAL News, we're live in Raleigh.
Pro-Palestinian activists are turning up the pressure on Raleigh City Council to issue a resolution calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. This was the scene at last night's council meeting where they held paper hearts bearing the names of children killed in Gaza. As the night went on, they took over the meeting with chants.
Ceasefire now! Ceasefire now! Ceasefire now!
The council chose to go into recess as the protesters continued to chant and sing. Demonstrators stayed in the chambers for about 30 more minutes before marching out. Supporters read a joint statement from 41 organizations expressing frustration that the council has refused to vote on a ceasefire resolution.
For the first time in almost 150 years, the Senate will hold an impeachment trial against a cabinet secretary. This comes after the House voted to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, only the second time ever for a secretary to be impeached. The impeachment passed by a single vote after a similar vote failed last week. Republicans accused Mayorkas of violating immigration laws. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is indicating the impeachment trial will be brief. Democrats control the Senate and are likely to acquit Mayorkas.
President Biden is voicing his displeasure with the vote to impeach Mayorkas. In a statement released last night, he said history will not look kindly on House Republicans for the move, which he calls unconstitutional. He went on to say it's all part of the Republicans' petty political games.
People in the Northeast are getting pounded by a winter storm, the travel delays and other problems the snow and winds are causing.
Also coming up, the winds of change when it comes to marriage on this Valentine's Day, why more Americans are focused on self-love and the reasons many are opting for the single life.
And we're looking at a nice day for Valentine's Day. Temperatures will climb up to around 60 with lots of sunshine and less wind that we saw yesterday. We do have some showers in the forecast for the weekend. I'll show you when to expect some rain coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
6:11, we're taking a live look across our area. It's colder than it was this time yesterday. We're down near freezing. It's 35 in Durham and in Raleigh. It's 33 degrees right now in Fayetteville. The sun's just starting to come up. You can see that in just a few spots this morning, just beginning to light up right along the horizon. There may be a little bit of patchy frost, but temperatures will warm up nicely. We're looking at sunny skies for today and mild temperatures. By lunchtime, we climb up to 55, 60 the high this afternoon under mostly sunny skies. Did I mention it won't be as windy as yesterday, thankfully. Tomorrow may be a little windier, though. And then if you're out and about this evening to take your Valentine out, temperatures will be in the upper 40s to low 50s. We're looking at some warmer conditions for the next couple of days and then a little cooler over the weekend. I'll show you what will bring our temperatures back down a little bit. Coming up, Brian.
6:12, Elizabeth, and I'm watching one crash right now in the Triangle, and it's a minor crash on the north side of Raleigh, southbound Capitol Boulevard, right around Old Wake Forest Road, south of 540. Still not seeing any delays on the sensors there. I think it'll get cleared pretty quickly. As we take a look around the rest of Wake County, no trouble showing up on our major routes this morning. And in Durham, those major approaches into the Bull City also were looking fine. 40 westbound from Wade Avenue, all clear. And 85 northbound out of Hillsboro looks good to 147, Jeff.
Powerful storm that slammed the Northeast left heavy snow behind and is crippling travel in some areas. Boy, look at this. At one point, more than 139,000 homes and businesses were without power in Pennsylvania alone. New York City was buried under more than 3 inches of snow from the nor'easter. Some parts of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Connecticut got as much as 15 inches. Winds up to 40 miles per hour. That is blizzard stuff. More than 1,200 flights were canceled Tuesday, according to FlightAware, the majority of them in and out of airports in New York and Boston.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, rescue teams are working to free 9 miners who were trapped underground after a landslide hit in Turkey. This is brand new video showing the area where those miners are trapped right now. The landslide at the gold mine happened at 2:30 p.m. local time yesterday. 9 workers have not been heard from since. Right now, 400 personnel from the National Disaster Relief Agency are on scene working to reach the workers underneath the rubble. There is some concern the soil may contain dangerous substances like cyanide since it's been processed for gold. Again, 9 workers trapped right now.
Michelle, thanks. On this day when we're celebrating love, a growing number of people are choosing self-love rather than romantic love for a partner. WRL's Ken Smith is here now with why more and more Americans are choosing the single life. Ken.
Yeah, Renee, no fairy tale here. It appears people are increasingly frustrated with the dating landscape and not being able to find good quality suitors. The other factor, too, is people are prioritizing their careers over getting married. The latest data from the Census Bureau indicates nearly half of American adults are unmarried, and the most common household now aren't married couples and families, but rather people living alone. A Pew Center study revealed this trend is most common among millennials and Gen Zers, some of whom are still looking for that special someone, while others fall into what's referred to as the no way singles category.
These are people who are not looking for dating or romance, whether it be for now or forever. Pew Center finds that half of American singles are not looking for casual dates or a romantic relationship at the moment.
Well, Peter McGraw has been studying this rise in the single life at the University of Colorado Boulder. He says feeling secure with yourself and owning your independence could help strengthen connections with friends and family. By the way, McGraw calls the single people still looking for love someday singles. And Renee, admittedly, I was a someday singles for a while until, of course, I met my lovely wife.
Yeah, until you meet the right one. Mm-hmm. But Ken, here's the way I see it, okay? This is a safe space here, right?
Right.
So every single person at one time or another has wished that they had someone to share their life with. And every married person has at one time or another wished for the freedom and independence of being single. But bottom line, you gotta love yourself because happiness is up to you and not reliant on somebody else. Mama Chew's thoughts for the day. All right, Wednesday wisdom.
And stay tuned for the podcast coming soon with Renee.
Warm and fuzzy goes to the wayside this morning on Today. Craig Melvin sits down with Nikki Haley for an exclusive interview talking about former President Donald Trump's recent comments on the campaign trail, including attacking her husband, who's currently serving overseas, and his remarks on abandoning NATO allies.
This is about the security, national security of Americans. It's about the safety of our men and women in the military, and it's about having their backs. And you need a commander-in-chief that's going to have their backs.
You can see this exclusive interview coming up on Today right after this newscast, 7 o'clock on WRAL.
Grammy Award-winning singer John Legend is coming to the Triangle this summer for a special show. An evening with John Legend is scheduled for August 11th at Carrie's Cocobooth Amphitheater. The show is described as a special solo performance featuring songs and stories with Legend. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. It is 6:17, and we have a lovely forecast for your Valentine's Day for February. Temperatures are mild, and we're going to see sunshine finally, Elizabeth.
Yes, just like yesterday, a nice bright day for us. We'll see lots of sunshine. It won't be as windy as yesterday. That was our problem yesterday. It was just so windy out there, and temperatures will be a little bit above normal. We'll see mild temperatures through Friday, and then we have the potential for a few isolated showers on Saturday. The models are backing off on our rainfall potential on Saturday, so we'll walk you through it right now. A little bit of pink showing up there on the horizon in Goldsboro. That sun's just starting to come up. Apex looking quiet this morning. Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. Of course, right there in front of our newsroom at Fayetteville on Hay Street. This high pressure system is bringing us dry conditions for the next several days. But by the time we get to the weekend, this front will start to push on through, and that will bring us a chance of some scattered showers. We'll pause it here at about midnight on Friday. So we do have a warm front that moves through. That's going to help to bump up our temperatures even more. By Friday, we're looking at mid-60s, but it will also be fairly cloudy on the south side of that front. The cold front swings through pretty early in the day, and so that means the showers will begin most likely by about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. There's 6 a.m. By the time we make it to lunchtime, there's noon. Most of the rain is over. So right now, if nothing were to change with our models, which you know it probably will, we would just have a few scattered light showers early in the morning. It is likely that the mountains will see some snow. It may not be a terrible weekend to hit the ski slopes. It looks like it's going to be dry after that. And on Sunday, we should see increasing sunshine. How much rainfall are we talking about? It's really not much. I'm rolling this through, and it doesn't even look like there's hardly anything showing up here. In some places, it's going to be more like a few hundredths of an inch, and we have it at 20% chance. And we actually do need the rain. And we had some rain, of course, 2 days ago, but we really didn't see much of that measuring in the rain gauges, except way down toward the South Carolina line. We ended up with about an inch and a half of rain. But even there, we're running behind for the last 30 days. We're looking at some places at only around 15% of our normal rainfall in the last 30 days along the I-95 corridor. And then in our western counties, it's more like maybe 40 to 60% of our normal rainfall. So we could definitely use a good soaking. That does not look like it's going to happen anytime in the next 7 days. Enjoy this Valentine's Day, though. It's going to be nice and sunny with a high of 60, 66 on Thursday. The coolest day of the week likely to be Sunday at 51 with partly cloudy skies. And then we bounce right back up to 63 on Tuesday. Brian, it is your birthday. Happy birthday to you, Brian.
Oh, thank you very much. I have enjoyed my day so far, all 3 hours of it so far. So we take a look at traffic this morning. We have one crash showing up in the Triangle on the north side of Raleigh. It's a minor crash that's been out there for a while now on southbound Capitol Boulevard near Old Wake Forest Road. I haven't seen any delays on the sensors through that area. We'll continue to watch it, let you know if it becomes a problem. I think it will get cleared quickly if it's not already cleared. Around the rest of Wake County, major routes are clear. Also in Durham, we're looking good on I-85 and I-885. We'll take you to Raleigh and check in on Capitol Boulevard at 440, looking up toward Highwoods Boulevard. The headlights coming in from Brentwood Road. Everything moving along nicely as you head toward downtown.
Many more hours to go with a birthday, Brian. Enjoy it.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. It's 20 after 6 right now. A dangerous chemical is threatening the water supply in Chatham County. The legal action the town of Pittsboro is trying to take to fight back.
And promotional material for the upcoming Wicked movie is making some people do a double take. What they say they can't unsee once they notice it. Coming up in What's Trending.
A bit of an illusion. And here are your winning NC Education Lottery numbers.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Michael Jackson's nephew is playing him in an upcoming biopic, and fans are amazed by the resemblance.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending. Brian.
We are getting our first look at Jafar Jackson as his uncle in the movie that comes out next year, and that is remarkable. He's dressed in one of Michael's famous looks from the early 90s, and fans say it is uncanny just how much he looks like Michael, and it's getting them even more excited about the movie.
I mean, if you're looking at the man in the mirror, that's a spitting image right there for certain. And the folks are saying that it is so close to resembling. They said no other actor could pull this off. Looks good.
Not just physical, but also his mannerisms. Yeah. I guess he really embodies Michael Jackson.
Be interesting. Hmm? Ariana Grande, or Grandy, we're not quite sure what she wants us to say here, is starring as Glinda in the Wicked movie, but the new poster has people seeing something unexpected. People say that the dress that she's wearing looks like a piece of deli meat. Huh? One comment comparing it to prosciutto has nearly 175,000 likes on X, once known as Twitter. Others call for a collaboration with Subway, and others are saying it looks like a honey-baked ham.
Yeah, it's the layering and the swirls in there. It really does kind of look like prosciutto. But Wicked, the hit musical on Broadway with Idina Menzel and Kristen Chenoweth. Kristen Chenoweth was Glinda, and she wore like this light blue dress. For some reason, they went with pink, and now you can't unsee the ham. It looks like prosciutto.
An illusion.
You know, Lady Gaga had the meat dress. This just takes it to the next level, refines it a bit.
There you go. Right. Brian, thanks. For the first time in baseball history, a woman will be the primary play-by-play voice of a major league team this season. Jenny Kavnar will be the lead announcer for a majority of Oakland A's games this season. She's been the backup play-by-play announcer for the Colorado Rockies for the past 12 years, as well as a pregame and postgame host.
Two teens are headed to Winthrop University as the first students ever to get Division I scholarships to play cornhole. Gavin Hammond and Jackson Remick of Colorado have signed letters of intent to play this growing sport. The coach recruited them after seeing them beat 10 professional teams in a tournament. Cornhole is not sanctioned by the NCAA as a sport, so the students won't get full scholarships, but they will represent the school in tournaments across the country.
Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash drivers are going on strike today. They're all demanding more pay. Just ahead, how this could impact travelers who are arriving this morning at RDU.
We have a pretty Valentine's sunrise here in progress in Roxborough. Notice the flag there on the courthouse lawn is nice and still. So no wind to deal with today, but we are likely to see some breezy conditions tomorrow. I'll show you what's changing coming up.
And before we head off to break, here's a live look in Kansas City. There'll be hundreds of thousands of people lining the streets in just a few hours. Super Bowl champion Chiefs will celebrate their big win with a parade with all their fans.